And today we also have, for a little while, Gemma Rubble from the UTS Environment Collective.
Hello.
What's happening at UTS, Gemma?
Well, quite a few things at the moment, actually. We've been very busy this year. UTS has just recently started its Environmental Sustainability Initiative, and that's basically a big formal structure of all the bureaucrats at UTS and all the people, I mean, the people who are really interested in climate change. And so how it works is it's quite a hierarchical structure, and there are lots of different working groups, and each working group deals with a different aspect of sustainability at UTS, and it's an opportunity for students to basically get on the working groups and make proposals, and if they like them, then they work on them together and it gets passed up through the ranks, and eventually, hopefully, it happens. So we've been taking advantage of this. And
What are some of those proposals?
Well, the first one we've done is an energy proposal, and which was basically, ideally, we'd like UTS to be 100% carbon neutral by 2010, but we said we don't really, you know, appreciate that this is going to happen, so we'd like it by 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because currently UTS has tried to adopt, is it 5% green power? Or is it
10%? I think it's 5% at the moment. So it went to the working group, and the working group for planning really liked it, and then it went to the next step up, which was the working group heads, and they really liked it as well. So it got a really positive response, and they've agreed to actually do a feasibility study of UTS becoming carbon neutral by 2010.
Okay.
So what are all of the variables? What are they looking at there when you decide that a university would be carbon neutral?
Really every aspect of it. There are some things that are discluded, though. I think that travel outside the uni is discluded, so all the flights that the academics take, that won't be included. I think it's basically the energy that is actually used on site. I'm not sure whether it includes the waste that goes out.
Because you're on the waste committee, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and the communications one as well. And another proposal that we've got at the moment is for a garden at UTS, because if we look at all the unis around us and we think about what we'd like more, and really the simple answer is trees, more trees. Trees, trees, trees.
Well, UTS has just knocked down the ghastly old building, and now there's a big empty green patch of turf, so maybe that could be a...
Exactly where we want to put it, James, exactly there. So we've done this beautiful proposal, and we're planning for it to be a garden made up completely of native plants.
Okay. See, I was thinking it would be more of like a community garden where you were growing food and that sort of thing, but no, you're talking about actual... you know,
nature.
Yeah, a habitat, ideally. Well, the title we've got for it is The Habitat, because we did want to have a veggie garden to begin with, so that students would participate in growing their own food and learning how they could do that in a sort of supportive environment where other people could, you know, give them, share expertise and tips and everything. But we've realised that with the transient nature of the student population, that would be really difficult to get up and running. And it'd be great at the beginning, but it could peter out pretty quickly. And with that, our proposal would be less likely to be accepted. So, yeah, so we went for the native idea, and specifically native plants to Sydney as well, so that it requires low maintenance, low water, and would hopefully attract some birds.
Oh, imagine that. I mean, there's always that joke at UTS that you have the one token tree. I mean, not including the Ku-ring-gai campus, which is lovely.
In the National Park almost, but it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's actually quite a good idea, because I've been involved a little bit with teaching of the environment stuff there, and all the plants which the kids look at there for their plant and horticulture kind of degrees are all in pots in the glasshouse on top of the science building. So maybe that would be a great idea to actually have people learning about plants that are actually growing in the ground.
Because that was the other thing, though, is there is a lot of balcony space around the university, which just maybe, you know, rooftop garden, actual, you know.
Maybe. Yes. Totally.
Yeah. We could green UTS tree by tree.
So maybe you could tell us a little bit about UTS Enviro Collective. What is an Enviro Collective, maybe, for those listeners who haven't really Yeah, heard of those kind of groups.
Okay, well, the Enviro Collective is basically a bunch of students who are all interested in environmental issues and want to campaign around things and want to work on things. And we basically get together, and there are two conveners for the group, but everyone's, there's no hierarchy to it, there's no levels, everyone's equal, it's a collective. So we get together, we talk about things, and we decide what to do as a group. And it's really, if you want something to happen, you need to make it happen. And
so what sort of things have you been working on this year?
Well, the proposals for the Environmental Sustainability Initiative. We've been doing a bit of fundraising. We've had a couple of film screenings. We had a cake stall.
What are the films you've been showing?
We showed Who Killed the Electric Car.
Good film.
Yeah, it was great, except that the audio and the visual was out.
So it
ended up
not the collective's fault.
It's the film screen.
Blame the AV department. and by a couple of minutes. So people were sitting down and watching it anyway and coming and chatting to us and buying cake. So people were still, you know, got something out
of it.
I'd like to see.
Yeah.
And another one we've shown is Climate of Hope, which is about nuclear power. And it's very technical and... Yeah, so we got a really good response to that. People actually...
some very dramatic music in Climate.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen it a million times.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what other kind of activities do UTS, or have, you know, UTS generally, the Enviro Collective get up to? Do they do much, I guess, campaigning of things outside the university?
Yeah, we do a bit of that. We definitely sort of... look at what's happening outside UTS and what things we might like to get involved in, and we'll tell people about that. Like another thing we've been sort of doing a few call outs about is Students of Sustainability Conference in Newcastle in July. We're hoping to get a bit of a UTS contingent together and travel up there together, and also Climate Camp, which is straight after.
Yeah, great.
And both of these are things that anyone can come to.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we're going to form a bit of a group so that if someone, I don't know, doesn't have someone else to go with and they want to go with a group of people who they might know from uni, then it'll be a very open thing, so anyone who wants to jump on our bandwagon can come up.
Gemma, meeting times?
Yeah, we meet twice a week. Our Monday meeting is generally administrative stuff, so we meet at midday and we try to be wrapped up by one, and that's sort of organising around things, getting phone numbers, dates, times, who's doing what. That's the real sort of, you know, fast hour. But we just recently have started meeting on Thursday afternoons at 4:30 for discussion groups, because we realised we do all this campaigning and all of this sort of doing, but we rarely get the chance to sit down and talk to each other. See what we think and figure out our ideas. So we meet, on Thursdays, and we'll usually have a different topic every week. Some topics we've had so far are genetically modified foods. We've talked about Climate Camp. We had a week about permaculture and organic gardening. And we had a friend come along to talk about Iraq, the southern marshes where he grew up, which was really fascinating.
Yeah, wow.
So lots of interesting stuff.
And so what kind of students are involved in the group? Is it a good mixture? Or?
Yeah, it's a really broad mixture, and students come and go a lot as well, because being students you have different times of work demand. But that, you know, that's fine. People come in and out, and we appreciate, you know, whoever wants to hang out with us. It's very open to all.
So if you're a UTS student and you want to, I don't know, get involved... if you're interested in the environment and want to make some new friends, they seem like a very lovely bunch of people, and they will give you lots of cakes. So,
is there a contact email?
Yeah, that's utsenviro, all one word, @gmail.com. So if you want to get to know us, you can email me. My name's Gemma, or Anne-Marie, or Claire. And we'd love to meet you.